This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Just about everybody can relate to the feeling of being so hungry. Your emotions get the best of you. So think about this. You arrive at a restaurant with your stomach already growling. And once the food arrives, you barely pay attention to anybody sitting at the table with you because you are famished. You are hangry. Well, a version of that common modern experience is being recreated on stage at Boise Contemporary Theater. The play is called Slow Food, and we're joined in studio live to talk about it by the three actors in the production, Joe Connolly-Golden, Denise Simone, and Jody Eichelberger. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for relating your own personal story to introduce. It sounds like you're very familiar with
Okay, let me tell you, my husband keeps like an energy bar like in the car. Mm-hmm. I have to keep one in my bag because to the point when we were dating, he was like, so there's this thing that comes over you that I like.
Totally.
I can't talk to you. You get hangry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I don't. And then he gives me a granola bar, and all of a sudden, all
or according
is right
to
the
TV,
world.
You can turn into Abe Vigoda or Betty White.
Well, there you go. Right. See? Yeah. Let's talk about Slow Food, because the story behind this play, I'm really curious about it and who the characters are.
Well, the story is actually fairly simple. It's a couple on an anniversary trip. They've come from New York. They're in Palm Springs. They're extremely hungry. It's the only restaurant open. They go in, and their waiter never quite brings them their food for quite a while. And embedded in that, though, is this these other lovely stories of this couple who sort of find their way back to each other. Mm. After 23 years, and a waiter whose really sole intent is to take care of his customers.
Just not feed them.
Just not feed them.
That might not be what they really need.
No. Oh.
I mean, I know they came to a restaurant, but, you know, there are other issues to deal with.
But is that what they need? The show's actually been running since late January, and it's closing this Saturday. What's been the audience reaction to this?
Well, we have had a chance to do an audience talkback. One of the things that I found interesting is how they were keying into the shifting alliances. And there are three of us here today. So people talked about the triangle. But actually, I was thinking, you know, there's more alliances than that. It's more like a pentagon or maybe a hexagon, because we also have a live musician in the restaurant at Dimitri's. And her alliances shift with the characters. There's another waiter in the show, and his alliances shift. And then I would say the other alliance that shifts is us and the audience, who the audience is keying into. I mean, it's like an episode of Survivor, but instead of on an island, we are at a dining room table.
Okay, so tell me about the characters that each of you play. So let's start with you, Joe.
I am Peter, the husband, a planner of the trip, at least as far as the reservations are concerned, in charge.
Okay.
He thinks.
he thinks. And Irene, his wife, I'm a counselor. My work is a counselor. And I'm often the peacemaker, but really wanting to rekindle the romance in our marriage.
And Stephen, the waiter, that's Stephen with a P-H.
Oh, Stephen.
Yes, because Steve, that just sounds like a pool guy or something.
Right, right.
I'm really in charge of all of front of house at Dimitri's. And definitely am operating on a level that's beyond the expected service.
Hospitality extraordinaire.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and he sees himself as being in really kind of in line with Denise's character in terms of she's an actual therapist who's paid to work on people's problems. But I see my character sees himself as having that role as well, that he should be helping people solve their life issues, but he hasn't necessarily been engaged to do
Which
that.
It's totally bizarre because we all know bartenders are actually therapists.
Yes. Yes. No,
in the civilian world.
Right. Beauty salons.
Right. Yes. Right.
We go and sit in the chair
and I'll tell them all our woes. So, Stefan.
Stephen.
Stephen, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
So, your character then sees the need to help them rekindle this relationship?
Yes, I think so. You know, when he first sees them in the dining room, they have their backs to each other. They're just looking at their menus. They're not speaking. Clearly, this is a relationship that is in deep peril, and I need to do something
about We've been speaking for 23 years. We can take a night off.
And I think that's been actually the most fun with the audience. Joe and I, there are several times where we're just speaking and we're talking about things couples talk about, and you'll just see people like going, that's you.
There's a lot of elbows being moved in the audience toward their spouses. And,
and then you get the what?
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 Yeah, you get the laughs with, oh, that's what you were talking about in the car on the way here.
Gotcha. And we'll be talking about it on the way home.
Yes. Long drives home for some of the audience members.
So have any of you had an experience like what Peter and Irene go through on their anniversary? Or something similar.
I'm having it right now. I didn't eat before I came here, so I'm really hungry.
Sorry, I don't have a granola bar for you.
Darn it.
Yeah, sorry. We had water.
Where's your husband and his power bar in the pocket?
Trust me, he'll come running in a minute if he's listening. Here you go. But have you? I mean, I think about those times when you're at a restaurant, like, and I get antsy. Like, I'm one of those people, like, tick tock, and my husband's like, calm down and just enjoy it.
Well, when I first started my career, you know, as an actor, you're either waiting tables, and I was in New York, and I waited a lot of tables, and it was during the 80s, and so there was this culture in the wait service to be as ornery as possible. So,
well,
not that Stephen
mission
is,
accomplished.
I know, but, you know, is to try to, like, help the people understand why you're not getting your food and why that's actually appropriate and that it'll come out when it's ready.
The finest restaurants withhold the food for as long as possible.
Because then you think it's delicious when it comes out.
Yes.
What about you, Jody?
Well, I actually did work as a singing waiter on a river cruise dining experience in Portland, Oregon for a few seasons, actually. I think I worked there for 3 years. And our job was to sing for special occasions and also bring the food.
For the overall experience.
Exactly. Were you like bringing the food and singing at the same time?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Usually I had placed the plates first and then
perfect.
Sang later,
right.
You know. But I was really bad. I dumped beer all over this poor tourist who was drowning. I have this image ingrained of him sucking air like a guppy, just the amount of beer that was falling on him. We had to dress him in our merch, which was just t-shirts. And I mean, we had to redo the whole table. It was a disaster. I still have stress dreams about it sometimes, I think. You know, I stepped in a bucket of bleach. It was a ship, so we had thresholds you had to cross over whenever you went in and out of the, you know, on the deck. I tripped on it constantly and threw my tray like a discus across the deck and then slid on my knees and had holes in my pants for the rest of the shift. So
but that was just part of the performance. Right?
And that was just a Tuesday.
And that's a question that comes up in this show. Actually, Joe's character says, I'm not sure. I think he's performing for us. So there is this question of, like, is Stephen being real? Is, you know, am I tripping on purpose to create a scene? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, is it actually happening organically?
So let's talk about the playwright, Wendy McLeod. She wrote this in 2015. Have any of you ever been in one of her other plays before?
We've produced a play at the College of Idaho called The House of Yes, which was later made into a film, I think, with Parker Posey. But it was a strange tale about the people kind of emulating the Kennedy family and stuff like that. So that's my exposure with Wendy McLeod. So I knew her as a very challenging and cool playwright. Yeah.
And I saw that movie.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. Parker Posey was in it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my experience with Wendy McLeod.
How would you describe the comedy, I mean, in the show? Like, what gets the laughs? Because it seems a bit bittersweet as well. So then when you add these comedic moments, I mean, what do people laugh at? What makes it, you know, endearing?
I think certainly when they see themselves in the couple, there is a lot of laughter throughout. And then, you know, people just fall in love with Stephen. And so it's kind of the joy of watching him and how he processes. It's been, and then Tracy Sunderland, who directed the show, has created this absolutely delicious environment for the audience. Like, as soon as you walk into BCT, you smell food and you're being greeted and you can have dolmas and you walk in and there's...
Wait, they're giving you food?
Yes. There is. The audience gets fed before the show
and during the show. Yes.
The characters don't get fed, but the audience does.
In fact, we have a waiter for the audience and he's much...
Shut the front door.
Yes. We call the audience table five.
Now the phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah, now they are.
Call the box office now.
Because you get food.
Yeah. You get food. You walk into a restaurant. Oh. There's accordion music.
People are already dining in the restaurant when you get there. It's a very magical
vines hanging all over the ceiling.
Except for the three of you who don't get fed.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I eat in the kitchen.
Well, yeah. But the two of you, I mean, you have to, you know. So you mentioned Tracy Sunderland, who has directed at BCT many times. I mean, I remember seeing her in Idaho Shakespeare years ago. What was it like to work with her?
Tracy is fabulous.
Very
and
creative.
She's so creative and, you know, she just creates this playground for the actors to explore and discover and she encourages that. And it's just a very organic process and you find out what works and then what doesn't. And
I think she did a good job of orchestrating the more poignant moments mixed in with the comedy, because that really brings the comedy out more and it highlights the real tender moments and the not so kind moments. You know, as you mentioned earlier, the idea of being hangry means that you say unkind things and you are not quite yourself in moments like that. Your chemistry is off and you're, you know, insulting and just desperate.
She's really pushed the pacing of this show in a way that we all have to focus really to keep it going. And there's a reference to ice skating. Stephen talks about Torval and Dean. One of the things I think about with ice skating, one of the things that makes it so exciting is those amazing jumps, but there's always the possibility they're going to trip and fall and just slide on the ice on their butt.
Yeah.
I think the audience senses this possibility with how quickly we are moving through this show, that there's the possibility of a stumble, you know, which makes it even more exciting. So that's kind of fun.
So the play wraps up on Saturday. Tickets still available?
As far as we know.
Yeah,
we have seats already, so.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
For the five more shows.
Yeah, we start up again tomorrow night.
Yes, and so come get your Greek food and watch us suffer.
No kidding, and just keep eating while you can't, right? Thank you so much for
coming in.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Joe Gordon-Connolly, Denise Simone, and Jody Eichelberger about the production at Boise Contemporary Theater, Slow Food, playing through Saturday. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Appreciate you taking time out of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.